Okay, friends. Well, today we are reading a story called A Very Big Fall. Because we are in the month of October, and it is autumn, and fall is upon us. Get it? Fall. It's a season. We also call fall autumn and autumn fall. They're the same thing. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our patrons, our people who love us and support us and take good care of us. And we want to say thank you for listening. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of our friends. And so we want to say hi to...
I don't remember
their names. Yes, Evie and...
Ben.
Yes. Our friends Evie and Ben, and we're so happy that you guys are in our group, and we think you're awesome. And so we hope you enjoy your story. And the story is called A Very Big Fall, and it's by Emmy Kastner. And it's read today by Mommy and...
I'm a caterpillar.
That is the cutest voice. Are you... You're a caterpillar?
Yes, I'm a caterpillar.
Well, hello, caterpillar. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see if you're in this book. Are you in this book?
Don't mind me while I chow down on this leaf.
Okay. You eat your leaf, and I'll read the story. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the leaves had ever known was the sway and stretch and green of the trees. Then one day, the wind blew colder. And the leaves knew something different was in the air. I'm loving these crisp breezes.
There I am.
Birch said. Is this what flying feels like?
Everything's perfect. And I don't want anything to change, said Oak.
No fair, said Maple. Those trees have apples. I want apples.
And in the picture, friends, I don't know if you heard, but my little caterpillar says there he is, because there he is. There is a little caterpillar in this book, and he's sitting right there next to Oak, having a wonderful time. And by the way, friends, for this book, just a side note, you've got to get a copy of it because all the shapes of these leaves are done beautifully. So you can see what a birch tree leaf looks like and what an oak tree leaf looks like. Keep going. Oh, okay. I can see my caterpillars. I'm a little ready for it. Here we go.
This is just the beginning, you know.
A squirrel chirped. Birch was curious.
The beginning of what?
Fall,
said another squirrel.
Fall?
The leaves agreed that that was a silly name for colder weather.
It happens every year,
the first squirrel explained.
You'll start changing colors soon, and then... We change colors?
Birch said. Ready for adventure.
But green's a very nice color to be, said Oak.
Oh, squirrels think they know everything.
Maple rolled her eyes. Although the squirrels had been right about rain and cats and tree houses, maybe they were right about this, too. Turned out, Oak loved being
yellow. And there I am again.
There you are again, caterpillar. Oh, it's so nice to see you. And Birch was quite impressed with her bold new hue. What color is she?
Red.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that hue is another way of saying shade of color? Mm-hmm, it is. But change wasn't quick for everyone. Maple thought Birch looked nice in orange, but
was jealous of Oak's yellow. It's her favorite color. She was certain that at any moment, she too would turn a sunny shade of nope, still green. She had to keep waiting her turn. And it looks like she's pretty bored. She's reading a book and listening to music and just kind of laying around. And amidst the changes, the leaves were still leaves. They couldn't help but listen to conversations below.
Oh, squealed Birch. Look, pie!
What's pie?
Oak asked.
I don't know, but I want some.
Maple sighed.
You'll be able to hear better once you're on the ground, said one of the squirrels.
The ground?
There am I again.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy the caterpillar is with us, but the treetop.
I am.
The treetops erupted. What? How fast will I go?
It's too far down.
What about the trees? We fall?
I'm nervous and excited. No, thank you.
Down there?
Will it hurt? What if a friend isn't ready to fall?
Can I go first? Who is saying, can I go first?
The maple leaf.
I don't know. I think the maple leaf might not love this. She wants out of there.
The wind blew harder yet. And then it started to happen. For Birch, it was a joyous leap through the windy sky. Oak had more of a hesitant trip downward.
There I am again.
Am I close?
Not really. Keep going, said Birch.
And there, friends, we can see the caterpillar. But what is the caterpillar doing?
He's making a cocoon.
Yep, it looks like there's something going on there.
Maple was still high in the branches, alone.
She was not yellow. She was not falling.
Impatient to join her friends, Maple yanked and pulled.
I'm not sure I'd be in such a rush to get down there, said one of the squirrels. There are bottoms of boots and gutters. Oh, and dogs. And rivers and rakes.
Maple stopped tugging. Oh, but it was too late. Down, down, down she went.
Hope she likes her fall.
Oh boy, I'm very concerned for her. Here we go.
Somehow the world seemed bigger on the ground. Maple was telling her friends about the boots and the rakes when there was a sudden gust. And then a whoosh. And the leaves were swept into a topsy-turvy swirl.
Is that a gutter? Maple shouted.
That must be a rake, said Oak.
Do I smell pie?
Said Birch.
And that's when they heard a whisper.
Who do you think is whispering?
There you are. And they met a someone. She held Oak and Birch and Maple very close to her chest. Because that's what you do with very special things. The girl listened closely.
See that? I'm a pirate, said Birch.
She's a what?
A pirate.
Well, I'll explain in a moment. Birch thinks that she's a pirate.
Because what's happening in the picture? Can you explain what's going on? The little girl has taken the leaves home and she has traced them on a piece of paper, and then she is taking the tracing of the picture of the leaf and turning it into different things. And we can kind of see that she's taken a trace of the birch leaf and turned it into a pirate hat because it's kind of pointy on top. And now Oak is saying, "Can you draw me bravely carrying 10 leaves down the tree?" "You know, I always knew I'd be red," said Maple. And fall was new all over again, because now they get to be redrawn in different things, as different things. And you can see how the little girl has taken them and created masterpieces with them. There you are, little caterpillar. And there you are as a butterfly, too. Or I guess you're a moth. But isn't it beautiful how we can see the different things that you can do with fall leaves? All kinds of crafts can be done with fall leaves. When you go outside, you can pick up some leaves. You can take them inside and use them to color. Or you can use them to paint. You can do all kinds of stuff with them. And that, my friends, is the end.